The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote this week on a so-called Patient's Bill of Rights, but the vote could be delayed. House Republican leaders are still searching for enough votes to pass the version of the bill they and President Bush prefer. As the lobbying continues, both sides insist it is their bill that would protect patients. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Georgia Republican Charlie Norwood thinks he may finally be nearing his goal. For 6 years now, the former dentist has been pushing a patient's rights bill that would give patients the ability to sue in state court. Norwood's bill passed the House overwhelmingly 2 years ago, but it failed to become law after negotiators were unable to reconcile it with a far more limited Senate bill. Now the Senate has passed a bill much like the one the House passed in 1999. And late last week, Norwood and his allies incorporated some of the compromises made by the Senate into their bill.
We made these changes because it perfects the bill. It makes what we're doing better.
Opponents say the changes show that Norwood's support is slipping, but he says that's far from the case.
We had plenty of support in 1999. We had plenty of support 2 months ago before the Senate voted, and we've got plenty of support today after we've dropped our new bill.
Those changes made by the Senate during the two-week debate addressed some long-standing criticisms of the measure. One amendment, for example, would shield from lawsuits the vast majority of employers who provide health insurance. Other compromises would limit class action lawsuits and require, in most cases, that patients exhaust administrative remedies before filing suit. But opponents say that even with the changes, the bill would still prompt too many lawsuits. President Bush has vowed to veto the measure. The resulting increased costs, they argue, would drive employers to drop coverage. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Billy Tozan, a Louisiana Republican, is supporting a bill that would allow far fewer suits with strict limits on damage awards.
The real differences, we think, between the two bills boil down to whether or not you want to stress litigation or you want to stress some other way of settling the disputes that occur in coverage.
The House leadership bill is sponsored by Kentucky Republican and physician Ernie Fletcher. He says the biggest cost driver would not be the lawsuits themselves, but the threat of lawsuits. That could prompt insurers to allow unneeded care.
Many times it would be more expensive to pick up the phone and talk to an attorney and spend a few hours there than it will be to actually pay for something that may not be necessary, may not be good for the patient.
But those on the other side, including Iowa Republican and physician Greg Ganske, say Fletcher's bill would not protect patients as much as it would the status quo, in which plans are free to deny care with little recourse for patients. Ganske told a news conference last week that he's found a cartoon that illustrates the situation.
It shows a couple sitting on a couch, and it says, "You want a child? I want a dog. Can't we compromise?" Well, folks, let me tell you, we have the child. Fletcher has the dog.
The real scramble for votes is for the 60 Republicans currently in the House who voted with Norwood and Ganske in 1999. Many have reportedly switched allegiance at the strong urging of President Bush and Republican leaders. But both sides say the Norwood forces still have the upper hand, for now. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.